Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As the election approaches, we've been looking at the candidates' policies and proposals. Today, healthcare, which has taken on a new urgency since the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The court is expected to issue a ruling on whether the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, is legal and take that up as soon as November 10th. The president, of course, wants to overturn the ACA, which insures about 20 million Americans and prevents insurers from denying coverage for pre-existing conditions. Here's the Democratic nominee, Joe Biden.
Insurers could once again discriminate or deny services or drop coverage for people living with pre-existing conditions like asthma, diabetes, cancer, and so much more. Perhaps most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, those who have complications from COVID-19 could become the new pre-existing conditions.
But Vice President Pence said this week Americans needn't worry about that.
The president will be taking some action under his executive branch authority to make it clear to every American that those that are facing pre-existing conditions will be covered under insurance plans. They will not be denied coverage.
Can the president get pre-existing conditions covered with an executive order? And where is the rest of his plan? It's been promised for years. And what about Medicaid, reproductive health, something a 6-3 conservative court is also expected to overturn, as Roe v. Wade? What about the coronavirus? Health policy is always important. It's really important this year. Let's bring in Larry Levitt. He's executive vice president for health policy at the Kaiser Family Foundation. Larry, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And let's start with the ACA, Obamacare. It's interesting, polls show that people really, really don't want their ACA taken away, but some of them don't understand that that is Obamacare. President Trump filed a suit in June saying that because part of the ACA was ruled illegal, this is the mandate that Americans have insurance and subsequent fines if they don't, the president says the rest should go too if the mandate is gone. But that mandate is what pays for people with pre-existing conditions. You know, the more people who are on board, especially healthy people, the more we can afford. Can the president, as Pence says, force insurers to cover pre-existing conditions without the framework of the ACA?
I don't see a way that the president can just wave a magic wand and protect people with pre-existing conditions. You know, an executive order can't just out of thin air create authority for the president. That authority has to somewhere exist in law. And there is ample authority in the Affordable Care Act to protect people with pre-existing conditions, as it's done for many years. But if the court overturns the Affordable Care Act, then I don't see how the president could fulfill his promise to protect people with pre-existing conditions without going back to Congress and passing a new law.
Well, this is in part because we don't see a plan. And this is going to, you know, this is what makes this conversation difficult, because I don't think we've ever had a president or a candidate this close to an election without a plan. There isn't one on his website. And I don't mean to be flip, but, you know, the plan seems to be fill the Supreme Court with a candidate who will overturn the ACA and Roe v. Wade, which we'll get to. Do you expect a plan? It's being promised.
I mean, the president has promised a plan on multiple occasions, as you've said, and we have yet to see it. And you know, this is not the norm. Presidential candidates always have 5-point plans, 10-point plans for all kinds of issues, and in particular healthcare. But we have not seen that from the president. And I think what you then have to rely on is his record. He is supporting this lawsuit before the Supreme Court to overturn the ACA, including protections for people with pre-existing conditions. He has expanded short-term insurance plans that don't follow the ACA's rules and therefore don't cover people with pre-existing conditions. And he supported efforts in 2017 to overturn the ACA in Congress, which was a big part of his platform in 2016. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Joe Biden on the ACA. He was vice president when it was enacted. He, along with many Democrats, say they know it's flawed and he wants adjustments, including a Medicare-like public option that would cover lower-income people in states that didn't expand Medicaid. Now, tell us more. This isn't Medicare for all.
This is not Medicare for all. This is, in some sense, what Pete Buttigieg talked about during the campaign, which is Medicare for all who want it. So the idea is a Medicare-like plan that would automatically cover low-income people who states have chosen not to cover in Medicaid, and would also be available to anyone. So someone in an employer plan, which is how most people get coverage, if the deductible's too high, the premium's too high, and they can't afford it, they could instead switch to this Medicare-like public option.
Yeah. Let's move on to reproductive health. The president has said he wants to overturn Roe v. Wade, which allows women to choose a legal abortion. He's also taken fairly restrictive measures during his presidency, prohibiting federal family planning funds to clinics that also provide abortions, excluding ACA contraceptive coverage for employees of businesses. The businesses might have moral or religious objections. There's already been an exclusion for religious organizations. This is just for businesses who just object. So, first of all, how critical, again, is that empty seat for healthcare, or what some would call reproductive health?
Yeah, I think, you know, this Supreme Court fight has big implications for the ACA, as we've been talking about. It has potentially even more far-reaching implications for access to reproductive health and in particular, abortion. You know, we've seen a number of cases before the Supreme Court over the last several years around state efforts to restrict abortion, the Trump administration efforts to restrict access to contraceptive coverage. And I expect we will see many more of those cases, particularly as the court, and assuming that the court does tilt more conservative.
Right. Well, and what about Joe Biden's plans on reproductive health? He obviously supports Roe v. Wade, but there may not be a Roe v. Wade for him to support. Has he talked about how you could possibly make up for that? I mean, he has promised coverage for family planning, contraception, you know, anti-discrimination rules for the gay community, the gay and lesbian community. But, you know, what can he do?
I mean, Joe Biden's agenda on reproductive health is pretty much the polar opposite of President Trump's agenda. I mean, he wants to reverse the restrictions on federal family planning funding. And that's certainly something he could do independent of the Supreme Court. You know, he does support Roe v. Wade, supports nominating judges who will uphold abortion rights, but that may be a harder hill to climb after this current confirmation battle.
Well, but we don't really talk that much about politics in these issue segments, but in this case we have to. If the president gets his nominee, which seems pretty likely, but loses the election and senators do as well, can a President Joe Biden and more Democratic senators simply pass another Roe v. Wade?
You know, there it is certainly possible to legislate a right to abortion. You know, the legal cases over Roe v. Wade revolve around whether there is a constitutional right. But there can certainly be a legal right created by Congress and the president. And I would expect, you know, if Democrats do sweep the election, an effort to pursue that. And then, of course, it would be up to states as well. You know, if Roe v. Wade were overturned, the right to abortion would not go away everywhere. It would potentially go away in a number of states, but other states would move to preserve that right.
Okay. Drug prices. The candidates actually agree that the prices are out of control. What has President Trump done about that?
This is an area where President Trump has talked a lot. I mean, he has spent a good bit of his presidency talking about bringing drug prices down. He just has not accomplished very much in that area. He has made another number of proposals and then pulled those proposals back. He recently issued a couple executive orders around prescription drug prices and has supported the idea that certain drug prices in the Medicare program for seniors and people who are disabled should match the prices that are paid in other countries.
Yeah. And where does Joe Biden stand?
Joe Biden has a much more sweeping plan. He wants the federal government to be able to negotiate drug prices not just for federal programs like Medicare, but for everyone. So if you're uninsured, if you have private insurance, the federal government would negotiate the price. And that's much more similar to what other countries do. And the fact that the federal government can't negotiate or set the prices now is why we pay so much higher prices than the rest of the world.
Well, and we've got about a minute left here. Oh, we're in a pandemic. We're doing a health policy. I mean, this is also just pretty, it's just kind of wild that we're in a pandemic and we have one candidate, a president who, you know, we know now withheld information about the severity, has been hostile towards the prevention, which is masks, holding indoor rallies. And you have Joe Biden who says he'll put scientists and public health leaders front and center. We don't really have to, you know, try to dig deep to find where the stands are on this issue. They're right there.
No, I mean, there will be many consequential decisions that the next president makes. But I think the really big divide here is over the kind of leadership that President Trump has exercised and the role of science. I mean, I think so much has revolved around that, whether it's whether masks are effective, how a vaccine should be approved, getting testing out there.
Yep.
And, you know, the candidates have a very different approach.
We are voting on that as well. Larry Leavitt, Kaiser Family Foundation, thank you so much.